bless you. Wave your hands to him. Thank him. Your majesty, Jesus. Your majesty. Your grace and faithfulness will be on.
By grace you made us.
Hey.
By grace,
you made us who we are.
By grace,
you made us who we are.
We are who we are.
We are who we are.
By grace, you made me.
Whatever work God does for you, you want to put yourself in the equation. I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. And it's making the grace of God vain in your life. You that was born naked into the world, you would have been thrown into a Ebola. You have made it this far and you are feeling. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle. Because I persecuted the church. Verse 10. But by grace, I am what I am. And his grace covers me. Was not in vain. Can we read together at the face back? Lift your right hand up in surrender to God. Say, Lord, can you pray me? Say, Lord, in any way, I have taken the glory. For everything you are doing in my life, I am sorry. Can we do together? But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And your grace towards me was not in vain. Can you give me praise? Can you give me glory? Can you give me honor? We bless you for your grace. We magnify you. We bless your name.
You're amazing, God.
You're amazing, God. It's amazing how you love me.
It's amazing how you love me.
Oh, it's amazing how you love me, God.
It's amazing how you love me.
Like someone that has found grace.
Hallelujah! Can you come up?
Hallelujah. God is good. And all the time. And all the time. Father, we give you all the glory. Yes, he has restored our joy. Our joy is full. Amen. We just want to return glory and honor and majesty, everything unto God. Heritage. When this whole thing started, I was like, dude, how are we going to raise this money? How are we going to go about this? But God proved himself strong in our lives. He has been with us through this whole thing from day one to finish. And he has never in any way departed from us. Our sister came back last Saturday. Happened in the camp on a very good evening like that. It was seriously raining. It was really raining. Can you imagine how would somebody sleep under the rain? In the rain, how would you sleep when it's raining on you? They were in the rain. They covered their head with the sack that they had, two of them. And God gave them a very deep sleep. Till the next morning, till 9 a.m., they rained on them and they slept as if they are in their rooms, covered with their one blanket. We thank God for their lives. They are back, they are safe, they are sound. Our sister is resting, and we've come to give him thanks for all what he has done. Also, on behalf of the family, we want to really appreciate this commission for the support in prayers, in kind, indeed.
Thank you, sir.
We're grateful, sir. Thank you very much. We are grateful. And we give God all the glory. Thank you.
Hello. 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 One of our sons is in captivity. His name is Nathan. He worships in this church. He went to body house and he was kidnapped also. We are not going to pray. We are going to praise. Stand up on your feet.
Oh,
praise. Just give him praise. Just give him praise. No prayer request. No prayer request. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujahs in the house. We have prayed enough. Let the Lord do his wonders. Are you ready? Seven hallelujahs, number one. Two. I did not tell you seven. That one you said is Jara. I want a sound. I want a noise. I want a drum. I want a dance. I want a song. Seven! God bless you. Thank you. Oh, you have a testimony? Okay.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God. I'm a product of God's grace. I want to really appreciate God. On Friday, I was on my way to pick my daughter from school. At Giri, I was going, a vehicle just came to my front. I don't know how God did it, and there was a trailer by the side. I don't know how God did it and moved me from the road to the other side. And by the time I got there, I saw myself, I was shocked. I was like, people that were behind me, they all came out from their car to see who was the person in that car. And when they saw that it was a lady, they shouted, they said, you really need to go and thank your God for saving you. Because if not for God, you would have entered that train and you would have not been alive. So I have come to be taught that glory to God for keeping me alive.
Hallelujah. Have your seat. If a man has not experienced grace before, when people share testimony, he looks straight to the person. Go and ask any of my friends that have known me maybe 15, 16 years. In fact, when people still see me now, they ask me, do you still drive the way you used to in the past? See, you make error, you make mistakes. But grace says, though you are supposed to be punished for it, I exempt you from it. Today, we are here to talk about grace. If you are religious, you will find it difficult to understand. In fact, you will get angry. If you are godly, you will accept grace the way it is. In human nature, any law we write we put punishment for breaking it there. Therefore, when a man breaks the law, he is punished. A human race, for every cause, every effect, there is a cause in human nature. When anything happens, you want to know what makes it happen. The grace says, I want to bring a result without any cause. I told them in the first service, when you write an exam and you pass, you qualify for a certificate. When you are involved in a race and you win, they give you a trophy. But when you are not qualified for the exam and you did not win the race, and he chose to give you a certificate and a trophy, that is grace. And that is what God wants to do for you. Lift your two hands up and say, Lord, let me find grace in your sight. Can I hear you? Let me find grace. Let me find grace. Let me find grace. Let me find grace in your sight. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I met a man, Ghanaian, when I was growing up. Stayed together. I think we stayed together in the same area. And one day we were talking, and he told me a story of when he was young, that they went to pluck a mango one day, and he went with his friend to pluck the mango, and the friend asked him to climb the mango tree. He wanted to climb. When he stopped, when he was slow, then the friend now quickly said, you are too slow for this mango. So he climbed the mango tree and was plucking the mango. While the boy was plucking mango, the tree broke, and the guy came down with head down, and the earth splashed on the ground. He said he ran away and he could not tell anybody to come and help the boy because he feared they were going to kill him. And unfortunately, the guy died. When he was talking to me, he said, Theodore, I was the one that was supposed to climb the tree. My friend came and overtook me and climbed the tree. And now he died. He said the guilty conscience up till that time, which was like 20 years, not 20, it happened when they were like 8. That time I met him, he was over 40. At that time, that guilty conscience was still upon him. Grace delivered him, but grace did not take the guilt away from him, because he didn't know that the grace that can deliver is the grace, same grace that can take away guilt from her. Many people here are feeling guilty by things of the past, and whenever you want to do anything, you remember, and it will hook you. Now the devil has taken control and is using the guilt to hook you. I'm here to tell you, whatever you have done in the past, as long as you have given your life to Christ, you have asked for forgiveness. The grace of God is there to take away your guilt. Are you here? That voice that condemns you is not the voice of God. The voice of God corrects, it convicts, it does not condemn. You did that time. Remember that mango tree where your friend fall, that you not anybody. The Lord does not speak that way. It is condemnation. Grace gives power over every condemnation. Therefore, we come by grace. This morning, every condemnation, every guilty feeling, let grace take that away. Lift your two hands up. Let's pray together and say, anything in my past that is speaking against my present, speaking against my future, grace of the Lord, arise, 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 grace of the Lord, arise and take away anything in my past speaking against my present and my future. Grace, take away in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen, grace is God walking in sinful, wayward, weak, unworthy, undeserving people. I never know you will favor me this way. Weak, unworthy, sinful, undeserving, that men have given up on. I say, if you have lived your life this way, you must not get a good husband. If you have lived your life this way, you must not have a job. If you have lived your life this way, you must not have a baby. And grace looks around and says, who are you talking about? Is it this lady? Yes, he has lived the life that way. But I come by grace and I cover him up. And I give him much more than everybody complaining against him. That is grace. Unworthy,
undeserving. Anything you think you deserve, it is not grace, sir. Check your testimonies. Testimonies are not about what the devil has done, not about what the devil has done, not about what you have done. It is about what God has done. People, some people share testimony, giving glory to themselves, and I fasted 21 days, giving glory to their pastor, and my pastor spoke this word. They never remember God that gave the glory. And then, so, for a long time, they've not had any testimony to share. But I pray for you. Anyone that testimonies have seized in your life, let grace open new doors for you. Let grace open new doors for you. Let grace open new doors for you. Can we pray together and say, Lord, I will no longer give your glory to any man. I will not share in your glory. I will not give your glory to the devil. Not glory to man. Not your glory to my pastor. But your glory, it will be for you alone. For you alone, for you alone, for you alone. Your glory shall be for you alone. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. If you remove the G from grace, it becomes a race. Grace is God in the race with you. When there is no God in your race, you struggle. When God is not in your race, it's NYSC. Now your struggle continues. But when God is in your race, grace, mercy, peace, blessings are your portion. I pray for everyone here. May you not go where God has not sent you. May God always be with you. May God always go with you. May you enjoy His grace. In the name of Jesus, grace is God's extra for your ordinary and God's super for your natural. God's extra for your ordinary, making you extraordinary. God's super for your natural, making you a supernatural being. That's grace. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace is God's ability at work in you. It is divine ability for you to achieve the unusual. The unusual. God's ability in you. Ephesians 4:7. Sometimes I just get tired when I see believers with grace available and they are wasting grace. They don't even know. They are not engaging grace. They are not using grace. Put it like, I want the church to see it. Put this thing on the screen for everybody to read. Can we all read together? Let's go, but. If only you can measure how Christ's gift is, can you measure the abundance and the size of the grace that He has given you? Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom of God, its ways are past finding out. If only you can measure how big the gift of God towards you is, can you measure the grace of God available to you? Listen to me. The greater the problem, the greater the grace. The greater the challenge, the greater the grace. So in any difficulty you are, there is a greater grace for you there. Are you here, sir? Are you here, ma? But grace was given to each one of us. There is no graceless person here. Under my voice, all of us has been given grace. Stop envying the grace upon my life. You have your own. Use it. Instead of you engaging the grace of God upon your life, you are busy looking at Kachuku's grace. Now only Him. Not be only Him. You have your own also. Hello. Lift your two hands up. I say, I engage every grace made available for me by the God, by the gift of Christ. Say, I engage. I engage. I experience every grace. I experience every grace. I engage every grace. I experience every grace. I engage every grace made available for me. I engage every grace made available for me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Apart from grace, you cannot know God. Apart from grace, you cannot understand God. Apart from grace, you cannot relate with God. God is so holy that He cannot behold iniquity. So when He wanted to deal, relate with man, He made grace available. Listen to me. Grace is the only way that God relates to man, and faith is the only way that man relates to God. For by grace are you saved through faith. There is a chasm between God and man. God makes grace available. Man comes with faith and they meet. Grace is the face that God puts on when he looks at you, looks at your failure, looks at your flaw, and says, I will help you. I pray for you. Yeah. Let grace make help available for you. In the name of Jesus. John chapter 1, 14 to 17. I need you to know that Jesus is the source and only foundation for grace. Listen to me, sir. There is no religion on the surface of the earth that preaches grace. It's only Christianity. That's why we come and tell you every time that Christianity is not a religion. It's a way of life. Grace is stupid. Grace is unexplainable. Grace is unrealistic. Grace is scandalous. Grace does not make sense. Why will you drop this man and drop that man and drop the other man? Why? I am in the right mood. I want to make grace available. Some people are missing the grace. Listen to me. Did you notice that as I was giving in the morning, I was jumping some people? What made me jump some people? Grace is preferential treatment for people that do not deserve it. He's not good enough. He's not dressed well enough. He's not educated enough. But I choose, because he's my company, to give him the job. Now, your own job is to sit down and complain that I'm partial. Now your business. Now my money. And did you notice that I did not consult any of you when I was distributing money? God does not consult you. He doesn't even consult your pastor when he wants to bless you. That is grace. If you now see grace at work in the life of somebody, celebrate grace. If you fight grace, that same grace will crush you. You see a man under grace, exhibiting grace like David. Instead of you saying, grace has been given to all of us, God, the grace that is at work on him, I know you are giving me grace also. I engage grace. Let your grace work for me. Brett is giving announcement again. Yeah. Why? Wait, the pastor see for Brett. When they choose, I give announcement every time. I don't even know who gives announcement myself. Wait now. And I dare here. I dare here. When grace have not found you, now there you go there. When grace has found you, it will carry you from the pit and set you on the top. It doesn't matter what your family says. Ask Joseph. He said, you will not rule over us. He went through everything, but he still got to the top. Today, he's picking you from the pit. It is taking you to the peak. He's taking you from the backside. He's taking you to the front. He's taking you from irrelevance. He's bringing you to relevance. In the name of Jesus. Grace doesn't make sense. Go and check all the presidents of Nigeria. Grace doesn't make sense. Including where we are now. Grace, it doesn't make sense. You are laughing. I have no shoe. I assure you. If it is by your choice, some people will not get there, but it doesn't depend on you. Even though you vote, even though they rig or do not rig, the will of God still comes to pass by grace. Are you here? Don't fight grace, oh. Celebrate grace. Honor grace. Enjoy grace. Listen to me. Grace is anything that I need, but I don't deserve, that I could not repay, but God gives it to me anyway. Grace is anything that I need, but I don't deserve, but
to end that I could never repay. But God gives me anyway. I need you to know that everyone that amounted to anything in the Bible had grace. If you don't understand the Bible, you would think grace is a New Testament thing. Sir, grace is Old Testament. Grace is New Testament. The people came and offered sacrifice. Came, Abel, God accepted one. He did not accept one. Why? Hey, I am going to destroy the whole world. I will destroy everybody. But I want to save a family so that life will continue. He chose Noah. Why? Hey, I want to bless man. I want to have covenant and I bless man. Abraham was an idol worshiper when the God of glory appeared. Why didn't he appear to other people and appear to Abraham and choose him? What is it? You are born again now, despite how you have lived in the past. Many people have lived holy, 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 holy. They are moralists. They are not born again. What happened? Do you know? As long as you are holy by the standard of the world and you have not given your life to Christ, if you die, you go to hell. Grace. I pray for everybody here. Let grace locate you. May grace find you. May grace find you. Can you pray? Say, oh Lord, may your grace find me. Say, oh Lord, let your grace find me. Oh Lord, let your grace find me. Oh Lord, let your grace find me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Beware how you treat people that stay with you, whether they are your children or not. Grace can separate them and disgrace you. My young life, I've seen many people in different families. The one rejected, the one they're giving up on, is the only one that is exempted from the calamity and the tragedy of that family. People are not getting married, he gets married. People are not having job, he gets job. He gets everything. But he's the one that was crushed. He was one that was spoken against. He was the one that was maligned. But when God wanted to bless, he said, now the one where you wait, now here I go bless. Grace. I pray for everyone here. May grace give you an advantage. May grace locate you. May grace find you. May grace help you. In the name of Jesus. In fact, I don't even know what to say again. I have a lot of things to say. I don't know where to start from. Listen to me. Did you remember the parable in Matthew 20? Where a man went out to carry laborers. He went at the third hour and carried some. Went at the sixth hour, carried some. Went at the ninth hour, carried some. Went at the 11th hour and carried some. When it came to the time of payment, how will you... Somebody started what? January 1. Somebody started January 10. Somebody started January 15. Another one started January 29. You now wanted to pay in January 30. Two things he did. First of all, he paid January 29 person. He paid him first and paid him full. Then the people were saying, if you could pay January 29 first and full. My uncle, they did go. So they came. He paid them the same thing. They started looking at them. Why will you pay? Remember my money. It is my money. It is my grace, says the Lord. I will have mercy on whom I have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. I pray, may you be the one that the Lord will find mercy. May you be the one that the Lord will have compassion on. In the name of Jesus. So when men say it is late for you, grace comes and says, forget the sorrow of the past. Like that, to an 11th hour person. I've shared with you a friend of mine when we were 7. He's my namesake. He studied petroleum engineering in UI. We served together in Port Harcourt. While we were 7, both of us had no place primary assignment. My own was 6 months. At the end of 6 months, I got a computer firm to serve. For the first 6 months, I had no salary. My brother, Biotum, 10th month, had no place to serve.
And as a child of God, there are many things we can do now. You can post yourself to a hypothetical question company, and you do letter-headed, and be giving yourself letter, and be taking. You know how the thing works now. Some of you are smiling. You don't do the thing before. And they said, he was not going to do that. Listen to me. 11th month. While we were about to round up service, they called him and told him that they are giving him a 6 month extension because he has no place to serve. That month, he got a job with Baker Hughes. I don't know if you know Baker Hughes. Oh, you don't know. The thing they paid me say you don't know Baker Hughes. He got a job with Baker Hughes as a copper. He was sent to Scotland on a training, 3 months. When things are difficult, it's grace that is at work, perfecting things for you. Don't cut corners. It looks as if all of us have gone ahead of him. While he was in Scotland, we were busy distributing CVs and looking for jobs. What do you want me to buy for you when I'm coming? Can I hear you say grace? When you think others have left and you are still stranded, you are not stranded. All of us have received grace. May grace arise and speak for you. Let grace arise and speak for you. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Grace reverses and changes the order of things. Joseph, I'm about to die. Come and greet me. Come and see me with my your children. Then Joseph put Ephraim, Manasseh, on the right hand for the right blessing. And put Ephraim on the left. But Jacob, who himself have enjoyed grace, understood grace. You see, some people are pulling hands this way. But the one with the outstretched hand is saying, wherever you pull it, I'll come like this. I will bless who have made up my mind to bless, no matter your politics in your church. No matter the politics in your extended family. No matter the politics in your place of work. I will bless whom I have chosen to bless. Did you notice that people that don't speak good English, that don't dress well, they are blessed first? If it is by grace, we will not elect them. By grace, assure them. Assure them. I'm just in a funny mood. But listen to me. He changed the natural order of this. Reuben was the first. He was the one that deserved the blessing. But the right of the first was given to Joseph. Listen to me. Even though the right of the first was given to Joseph, Joseph did not receive the crown. Judah, that was the fifth, that had nothing to do with it, was the one that received the crown. Even though it looks as if grace has gone ahead and given Joseph, Judah was somewhere. He got something greater than Joseph. Grace. Joseph got the blessing instead of Reuben. And he was going to make sure that Ephraim got it. The man did like this. I pray for you. Let grace speak for you. Let grace make a way for you. Grace, in case you don't know, is preferential treatment. And you can do nothing about it. You can call it nepotism, tribalism, maybe godism, because God decided it. Let me speak in Yoruba small and interpret. God has judged a matter. You said you want to appeal. Which court will you take the matter to? God has decided to bless everybody in this house. Some people outside are saying, right now, where would they take the matter to? Listen to me. For the sake of Abraham, God bless and deliver Lot, whether you like it or not. You are in church today. You are in this house today. You have no doubt, no reason, but to be blessed. Even if you don't want it, it is too late for you. You did not hear me?
There is a blessing and a grace in the house. Even when you don't deserve it, grace speaks for you. Grace makes a way for you. In the name of Jesus. So listen. Even when everything points to the fact that the person must be killed, the person must be judged, grace speaks for him. I'm looking at one of my friends and I remember a story he shared with me about a man that was committing armed robbery. I think he's a popular gospel musician now. I will not mention the name of the person. Was caught in armed robbery and they were about to shoot him at the bar beach. And somebody appeared and said, "What is a young man like you doing here?" And Oga soldier came and said, "What is a young man like you? Leave him. He has a young guy. Let him go." Even when you think everything is over and is ending, grace has a way of manifesting suddenly. I pray for you. Even when you are at the edge of calamity, let grace arise and speak for you. Let grace arise and make a way for you. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you shout grace? Can I hear you shout grace? I don't know if you know Fares. Grace is powerful. Judah impregnated Tamar, and there were two twins in her. When they were, you know, Israel, they will always fight for the firstborn. Because firstborn has double of everything and anybody else. So if they divide anything in the family and you have 10, the firstborn will have 20. So everybody fights for it. They were in the womb about to be born when one brought his hand out first. So they tie something on the hand. He's the one coming first. But what happened? He came in. And that Pharaoh busted out and came out first. Even though they put a tag on the person, you are the first. He exceeded him. He moved ahead of him. He came out first. Listen, last week, I don't know what they said about you. What they said concerning you. What they said concerning your application. What they said concerning your promotion. You are a Pharaoh. You are breaking for suddenly. Yeah. By grace. By grace. In the name of Jesus. But if you are here and you trust only in your strength, you'll be annoyed at what I'm talking about. What is he talking about? I was teaching, I was leading prayer about grace one day. And I was saying, grace colors errors. Grace. Grace covers errors. Grace covers mistake. Grace colors effort. And then somebody was in church. The pastor is preaching laziness. Pastor is preaching laziness. Doesn't want people to do well. Pastor is preaching laziness. Okay. I know Kukuma did there. But my word will always speak. Pastor is preaching laziness. And then the thing whooped the person. And he was overlooked. And grace did not speak. And his certificate did not work. And then he started praying for grace. The grace that pastor says colors effort and covers error. Oh Lord, let your grace locate me. Are you holier than that here? You can't find grace. You are holy already. I am human. I'm the one. You have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy. Listen to me. I believe I am a little bit intelligent. I believe I am a little bit smart. If you see intelligence in me and you see smartness in me, don't believe that is the secret of my progress. I want to let you know, it is grace. You know, you saw his grade in school. You saw the school he went to. You saw this, you saw that. That is not the secret of my success. I will not tell you, now God. Following instruction and grace meeting me at the place of instruction. I also know people that followed instruction and did not find grace. I pray for everyone here. May grace locate you. In the name of Jesus. Listen, grace is not a license to sin. Titus 2:11.
Oh my God. For the grace of God has appeared. Give me NIV. NIV. NIV or New King James. For the grace that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Next condition. When grace appears, what does it do? Next verse. It teaches us to say no. Any pastor that teaches you that you can live your life anyhow, that grace covers it, is a liar. Put verse 11 and 12 together for me. Let's read together as a church. 11 and 12 together. Anyone that teaches you grace and says it's a license for sin is a false prophet from the pit of hell. You commit immorality, God will judge you. But sometimes God just says, even though he committed it, I overlook it. Can we all read together? One, two, go. For the grace that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-control, upright, godly life in this present. The first thing that grace does for you is to give you power over sin. Romans 6:1. Shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? He said what? God forbid. No, God, no, they see our sin again because grace, na lie. The first thing that grace does for you is to enable you to live above sin. Number two, I need to say this. Grace is not a license for laziness. Let me just, you see, now by grace, people, they live for art. Oh. Now by grace, people, they move for art. Oh. I know people say, don't work out, work out. Nothing even happen. So me, I not go work. I go just stay there. They ask for grace. You will ask for grace forever. Grace does not locate a lazy person. Are we here? Because there are a lot of young people in church. When you teaching, you need to balance it up before they start running. Say, pastor, say, now grace, oh, week, this week, now grace, oh. Oh God, I know they come work you this week. Grace, go do the thing for me. Grace. My father, I will not go to work this week, but at the end of the month, let my oh God pay me by grace. Grace. Grace, oh grace. You are what? Filling the gap. Oh, my time is fast then. Can we check one more scripture? We read it already. 1 Corinthians 15, 9 and 10. Paul said, I am the least of the apostles. Do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. Look at verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not. Oh, yeah. We are all going to read at the top of our voice. Let's go. No, I work harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that the grace makes you work harder, sir. Grace makes you work harder, sir. Grace makes you work harder, sir. Grace makes you work. Grace makes you work. Grace makes you work. Grace makes you work. Grace makes you work harder. A lazy man does not find grace. Listen to me. Go and find everybody that has found grace in the Bible. They were at work when grace found them. Check it out. Moses was tending the sheep when grace found him. David was staying in the wilderness, taking care of the sheep when grace found him. Elijah was walking in the farm when grace found him. Where are you that grace will find you? Grace is always finding people at the point of work, not at the point of laziness. I pray for everyone here. Grace to you. Can I hear you say grace to you? Receive the grace of the Lord. 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 Time. There's an aspect of God's grace that I want everybody to enjoy here. It is called help. When I look at the life of David, I see help. They wanted to choose the king. He was not at home. Seven people were overlooked for him to be king, to be anointed. They wanted somebody to play for the king. Somebody he did not know in the palace was the one that gave a recommendation for him. Many people are here. They give them vacancy to apply. They say, Pastor, do you know anybody there that you can talk to about us? My question, am I a senator? You have put your trust too much in man and you are limited. You know there should be connection. Yes, I know that's Nigeria. But the people that are engaged are always exempted. He was recommended. Did you see David, sir? Jonathan was to be the next one to take over from Saul. Jonathan abandoned his ambition and started helping him. Say grace, let me hear you. Abner, the feed marshal of Saul, left the family of Saul and came and helped him. Amasa came and helped him. If you read 1 Corinthians 12, and 1 Chronicles 12, you will see what the meaning of help is. From everywhere, they were coming to help him. Everywhere, they were coming to help him. I pray for you. The remaining part of this year, from everywhere, men are arising. Circumstances are arising to help you. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray the last prayer? Lift your right hand up and say, I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive an advantage. 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 For everyone that has made that confession and make that decree, before this week runs out, may you experience grace. In the name of Jesus. Let grace find you. Let grace overshadow your life. Let grace overwhelm you. Let grace make a way for you. In the name of Jesus. Let grace preserve you. Let grace promote you. Let grace elevate you. In the name of Jesus. Let grace raise up for you. In the name of Jesus. Anywhere you go, grace. 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 Look at it. He said, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. Who art thou, mountain, before Jerubbaal? You shall be make a plain with a shout of grace. Grace to you. Even mountains in life, when you speak grace to you, the mountains come down. I pray for you. Any mountain against you, let the grace of the Lord bring them down. Let the grace of the Lord bring them down. But for you, you will find grace. You will experience grace. You will experience grace. Your children will experience grace. Your family will experience grace. Grace will speak for you. Grace will be by your side. Grace will go ahead of you. In the name of Jesus, despite the weakness, grace. Despite the mistake, grace. Despite the errors, grace. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Can I pray for you? In case you have been forgotten anywhere, let grace bring remembrance for you. In the name of Jesus. Anyone that is supposed to do something for you that has forgotten you, let grace awaken their memory. In the name of Jesus. Let grace take you from the valley of forgetfulness. Take you to the mountaintop of remembrance. In the name of Jesus. The grace that was upon Mordecai that made the king not to sleep, but remember him. Any helper that God has a mark for you, let them lose sleep until they help you by grace. In the name of Jesus, Moses was preserved by grace. They were killing everybody, but his life was preserved. In the condition of this nation, in times like this, let grace arise and preserve you. In the name of Jesus, by grace, it was written concerning Jesus. He said he grew in wisdom. He grew in favor. He grew in power. He grew in wisdom. In all this dimension of life, may you arise and grow. May you grow. In the name of Jesus, let grace speak for you. Let grace go ahead for you. Let grace fight your battles. In the name of Jesus, from today, by grace, you will not lose battles. You will not lose opportunities. What belongs to you will not be handed over to others. In the name of Jesus, where you don't know anybody, Let God, let grace raise men for you. Let men speak on your behalf. If you to take angels to come down from heaven to help you, let the Lord send them to help you. In the name of Jesus, in the next 1 week, you are having a mighty testimony by grace. In the name of Jesus, the grace that helped some of us, that changed our story, that brought mercy upon our lives, let grace locate you. Change your story, bring mercy upon your life, move you forward forcefully. Take you to where you have never imagined. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we appreciate them once again? Please, we want to attend to you at that part of the church. Somebody is waving there. Just go and see our people at that side of the church. Thank you. Can we appreciate them as they go? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you are watching with us for the second time, we have an information and something for you. Wherever you are, can you lift up your hand? Let me see. Watching with us for the second time. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Please, at this part of the church, towards this door, are two people. They are waving at you now. One is with a banner. Please, at the end of the service, please just go and meet them. They will take you somewhere and give you what we have for you and the information. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank all of you that have been inviting people. People that came yesterday for evangelism and not everybody. I pray that you will not lose your reward. Grace, 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 grace will locate you. Grace will make a way for you. In the name of Jesus. As we close, we have more flyers for Sunday and for Wednesday. Just pick copies as you go. And grace will locate you all in the name of Jesus. Do you know what? At the beginning of all the epistles in the Bible and at the close of it, there are three words that are mentioned. May grace, may mercy, may peace be your portion. These three things, no man can give it. It's only God that can give it. Let these three things be in your life. Let them pursue you. Let them be your portion. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you.